公英才艺媒体营开始报名喽！七月共两梯次，五月十五号前想早鸟价，请上网搜寻空中英语教室。空英青年之夜，六月二十一号礼拜五晚上七点半在台北真道教会，免费报名参加，请搜寻空中英语教室。
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom, everyone. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe. Thank you for choosing to join us here for our lesson today. We have kind of an environmentally friendly lesson. Anyway, we're talking about an environmentally friendly substance. But before we get into it, what is one way to reduce pollution?
One way to reduce pollution. Yeah. Do you mean us individually or in general?
Either one.
Well, the things that I like to do to reduce pollution is try to cook more at home or bring a reusable water bottle or coffee mug when I go to buy a drink. It can be hard to do to reduce pollution, though, especially if you want a more convenient lifestyle.
Yeah, it's true. I know a lot of people will choose to take public transportation as opposed to ride their own vehicle to work. That is one way to reduce pollution. Maybe you eat less meat in general as another way to reduce your carbon footprint. Well, we're going to learn a little bit about something else that can reduce pollution in today's lesson called green methanol. Today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together.
Green methanol. This fuel offers a way to reduce pollution. As countries seek to minimize their use of fossil fuels, one difficulty they face is finding suitable replacements. One option that is often overlooked is green methanol. Wind and solar power can produce electricity, but electricity alone cannot power vehicles that run on gasoline. Methanol, a clear liquid that can be used as a fuel source, can be used on its own or mixed with gasoline to provide power to engines.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看动词 minimize, 意思呢是使减到最少。譬如Theodore tends to minimize the importance of his mistakes, but in reality, some of them are serious. Theodore 往往将自己错误的重要性降到最低，但实际上有些错误是很严重的。或是 Our company needs to minimize its costs, or it won't be successful. 我们公司需要把成本降到最低，否则不会成功。Minimize 也有最小化的意思。譬如 To minimize the size of the picture on your screen, click the button on the bottom left side of your computer. 要缩小萤幕上图片的尺寸，请点击电脑左下角的按钮。
All right, this fuel offers a way to reduce pollution. Green methanol, what is it? Let's find out.As countries seek to minimize their use of fossil fuels, one difficulty they face is finding suitable replacements. All right, well, if you seek to do something, it means that you are looking for a way to do something, or you are looking for something specific. Here's an example. The company is seeking to hire new talent. They are looking for more people to work at their company.
And if you're looking for a way to reduce pollution, well, this lesson is for you. It's an interesting one because we read as countries seek to minimize their use of fossil fuels, one difficulty they face is finding suitable replacements. So we all know what fossil fuels are. It is fuel that we have today that came from things, organisms that were alive a long, 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 long time ago. Those things were compressed in the ground and turned into something that we can use as fuel today, okay? But this, there's one difficulty that they face, okay? Another way we could say this is talking about facing a challenge. There's a challenge that we face when trying to do this.
And that difficulty is to find a suitable replacement. Now, if something is suitable, it means it's appropriate or it is okay. And in this case, to use as a substitute. So it's hard to find something to replace fossil fuel with. Here's an option. One option that is often overlooked is green methanol. Gabe, what can you tell us about that word, overlooked?
Yeah, well, one thing I know about this word, it's quite an interesting word in that it can have opposite meanings. So if you overlook something in our lesson, that means that you didn't take it into consideration. Maybe you or a group of people didn't think about it when you were considering something or planning something. So it was overlooked. You overlooked that detail. However, if you are a supervisor and you're in charge of a project, we could say that you are overlooking a project, okay? So it's kind of the opposite meaning because in that kind of situation, you really are paying attention to a lot of details.
So how do we know which overlooked we're using when we read it? Well, it's very important to look for context clues when you're reading to see how the word is used. And in this case, it means that you didn't notice something or you didn't focus on it.
Yeah, we could also even, as a noun, we could say it was an oversight, right? If you didn't notice something that maybe you should have noticed, and maybe the company got in trouble for it later, then you could say, oh, that was an oversight. We didn't think about it in the moment.
All right. Well, reading on here, we see wind and solar power can produce electricity, but electricity alone cannot power vehicles run on gasoline. If something runs on something else, it means that that is what it uses for fuel. That is what makes it go. Some cars run on electricity.
That's right. We read here, methanol, a clear liquid that can be used as a fuel source, can be used on its own or mixed with gasoline to provide power to engines. We've all heard of hybrid cars. Those are cars that run on gasoline as well as electricity. We could say that this is a fuel source that could be kind of a hybrid fuel source.
Well, let's continue learning more about that in this next reading.
Green methanol. Methanol can be produced from low carbon sources, in which case it is called green methanol. Green methanol allows nations and companies that have invested in vehicles that run on fossil fuels to have their cake and eat it too. They can continue using gas-powered vehicles while also switching to a more eco-friendly fuel source.
Carbon, 意思呢是碳. 例如, the more fossil fuels are burned, the more carbon is released into the atmosphere. 化石燃料燃烧的越多,释放到大气中的碳就会越多. 或是, buying local products is one way to help reduce your carbon footprint. 购买当地产品是帮助减少碳足迹的方法之一. 如果是 carbon copy, 意思呢是复写的副本或是翻版. 譬如, this is not an original painting by Monet, it is a carbon copy. 这不是莫内的原始画作,它是复制品.
All right, well, right before the break, we found out that methanol is a clear liquid that can be used as a fuel source. Let's continue now learning more about methanol. We read, it can be produced from low carbon sources, in which case it is called green methanol. So it sounds like there are several different types of methanol, and they're called different things based on how they're produced. So if they're produced from low carbon sources, we call it green methanol.
And the idea there is that it's good for the environment, or it's at least more eco-friendly than other types of fuels. A lot of things, we just slap the word green on the front if it is better for the environment, because everyone is about going green.
That's right. We also see the phrase there, in which case. Sometimes we say this phrase, in that case, or for that reason, or when it is that way, then it is called green methanol.
Well, we read green methanol allows nations and companies that have invested in vehicles that run on fossil fuels to have their cake and eat it too. Okay, so in other words, to have it both ways, both the traditional way, which may be not as good for the environment, and to do it in a new way, a trendier way, and one way that is better for the environment. That's often how we use this idiom, to have your cake and eat it too. It's kind of an interesting expression, isn't it?
It sure is. Here's another example of how to use it. Doing something that you love and getting paid to do it allows you to have your cake and eat it too.
It's like someone who is studying at university and they have a job in the campus library. Often they can, you know, they can work on their homework at the same time as working in the library. You can have your cake and eat it too, because we often use this phrase to either talk about, you know, having something, possessing something. If you possess something, you can't eat it at the same time and still say you possess it. You can't have your cake and possess it and also eat it. You have to do one or the other. So often we use this phrase to talk about things that just are not compatible. They don't go together. You want better local services, but you also want lower taxes? Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
That's right. We sometimes use the word can't in front of this sentence as well.
So in our lesson, it's saying that these nations and companies can have their cake and eat it too. You know, because our lesson used this phrase, it kind of gives me the sense that nations and companies feel like they're getting away with something.
Oh, yeah, right? Maybe.
Like they know it's kind of naughty to still use fossil fuels. But hey, we're going to use them and also mix it with this new type of fuel.
And that's what our next sentence says as well. They can continue using gas-powered vehicles while also switching to a more eco-friendly fuel source. Have your cake and eat it too.
Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about that right after today's InfoCloud. Enjoy.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud. Hey Garrett, what do dinosaurs and cars have in common?
They can both move?
Well, that's true, but many cars run on what we call fossil fuels, like gas.
And where do those fuels come from?
When plants and animals that lived long ago break down or decompose, sometimes they become fossil fuels, like oil and gas.
A fossil most often refers to dinosaur bones and other things that turned into stone over time.
I have heard a person called a fossil before. What does that mean?
It could mean they are very old, or that they are not willing to accept new things or ideas.
It's not so polite to call someone an old fossil.
No, it isn't. But you might see it in descriptions.
So you could use it to show that a thing is very out of date.
Yes. For example, the office computer is practically a fossil.
Since the process of forming fossils takes a very long time. If something has been around for a long time, like that computer, we can compare it to a fossil.
By the way, if someone ever calls you a fossil, be sure to remind them that fossils are incredibly rare and valuable.
不晓得你知不知道恐龙跟汽车有什么共同之处呢？ 大部分的车子会使用 fossil fuel 化石燃料， 像是汽油。 当很久以前死掉的动植物分解的时候， 有时候它们会变成 fossil fuel 化石燃料， 变成石油。 fossil 是化石， 有时候你可能会听到有人被称为 old fossil 老化石， 这是在说某人很老或是不愿意接受新事物或新的想法，这其实不太礼貌。 如果有人曾经被别人说是 fossil， 你可以提醒他化石其实是非常有价值的宝物，不可以轻看它们。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Green methanol. Widespread use of green methanol could reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 60 to 95%. It would also reduce other types of air pollution, including sulfur dioxide, which can cause acid rain. Green methanol can be used not merely for fuel, but also to produce other chemicals and materials that are currently made with fossil fuels. Thus, its use would reduce emissions in industries that manufacture these chemicals as well.
emission这个名词意思是排放，排放物。 譬如, the emissions from that steel factory are very toxic. 那家钢铁厂排放的废气毒性很强。或是, most automobile manufacturers are trying to cut vehicle emissions in order to improve the environment. 大多数汽车制造商都在努力减少汽车废气的排放量，以改善环境。再看一句。 Many governments have set emission standards for factories and vehicles. 许多国家的政府都制定了工厂和车辆的排放标准。最后来看 merely这个副词意思是仅仅的，只不过。例如 Cinda's painting wasn't merely a beautiful mix of colors. It told a story of hope in a dark world. Cinda的画不仅仅是一幅美丽的色彩组合， 她还讲述了一个在黑暗世界中希望的故事。或是 The suggestion was not merely a passing thought, but carried the weight of careful consideration. 这个提议不仅仅是一时的想法，而是经过慎重考虑的。再看一句， Sharon and Michael are merely friends and nothing more. Sharon 和 Michael 只不过是朋友，仅此而已。
All right, let's keep reading here, friends. Widespread use of green methanol could reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 60 to 95%. Well, if something is widespread, that means it is everywhere. It is done in a lot of different places. Here's an example. Use of electric scooters is becoming more and more widespread. You find more and more people using electric scooters.
And widespread use of green methanol could reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 60 to 95%. That means it could go down 60% or 95%. That's pretty incredible how much it can be reduced, right? Carbon dioxide, of course, is CO2. Whenever I think of carbon dioxide, sure, I think of vehicles sometimes. I think of, you know, animals on a farm. But I also think of trees, right? We have this relationship with plants where we provide carbon dioxide for them, and then they in turn kind of provide oxygen for us.
Yeah, that's true. It would also reduce other types of air pollution, including sulfur dioxide, which can cause acid rain. So it seems like green methanol could solve a lot of these environmental issues that a lot of people are concerned about.
That's right. Nobody likes acid rain, although most of the time we can't really tell when it's raining acid rain. It's just better, I guess, for a lot of people, they prefer to avoid the rain altogether, right, and just carry an umbrella. What we read here, green methanol can be used not merely for fuel, but also to produce other chemicals and materials that are currently made with fossil fuels. Isn't there a sentence structure that goes not only, but also? But here we see the word merely.
Yeah, that's right. Not only, but also is a common sentence pattern you're probably already familiar with, friends. But that word only can be replaced with the word merely, just like you see in our lesson here. And as you learned in the language lab, that is how we use the word merely to mean a similar meaning as the word only. Not merely for fuel, but also to produce other chemicals.
That are made with fossil fuels, right? What are some of those other things that are made with fossil fuels these days? Perhaps those can be replaced with green methanol. Thus, its use would reduce emissions in industries that manufacture these chemicals as well. And there are a lot of factories or a lot of industries, a lot of companies that make things that use fossil fuels. And so this is really good news for, I guess, a lot of different types of products.
Definitely. And we saw in that previous sentence that a lot of industries are currently using fossil fuels. Now that means that they're using fossil fuels right now, which should be obvious, right? So why did our lesson use that word currently? Well, the idea here is that right now they're using fossil fuels, but maybe in the future they would use something else. That's why we've added the word currently here in our article.
And of course, at the beginning of this last sentence, you see the word thus. It's kind of like connecting a couple of different ideas. Whenever you use the word thus, or whenever you see the word thus, or someone says it in a speech, they are kind of connecting one thing, maybe a cause with an effect, right? Or how it will affect different things in life. Well, right now it's time for today's fun fact. We'll see you soon.
Ah, hello, fact friends. I'm Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a very fun methanol fact for you today. Did you know that methanol has a nickname? Wood spirit. It's true. Spirit means something with alcohol, not a supernatural being. So wood spirits means, well, methanol. And that's today's fun fact.
As we finish our lesson today, let's take a quiz over one of the phrases we learned. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Countries that invest in methanol-powered vehicles can have their blank and eat it too. They can have their fossil, they can have their cake, they can have their sulfur, or they can have their acid.
Oh man, that doesn't sound very comfortable. Have your acid and eat it too? Mm. No, I am drawing a little picture here.
Okay.
And I hope that you can guess what it is. There, what do you think that is, Anne-Marie?
It looks like a birthday cake to me.
Yeah, it is a birthday cake. Now that I look at it, it kind of also looks like the symbol for hot springs as well.
Oh, yeah, it certainly
which
does.
Which might include some sulfur, but no, this is a birthday cake.
Okay.
You can have your cake and eat it too.
That is the phrase we learned in our lesson today. Well, friends, we are not done talking about green methanol, so make sure that you come back and join us tomorrow. We'll finish our lesson then right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.